Thousands of foreign fighters from Britain, from Germany, a few from the U.S., have traveled to Iraq or Syria to join the ISIS cause. In Europe, hundreds have returned, many proclaiming disillusionment. But how many are still committed? Well, a new report produced by German authorities offers some insight, and it's disturbing. The report found that almost half do remain committed to ISIS extremist ideology and remain in touch with extremists. Peter Neumann is a professor of security studies at King's College in London. He's read the report. He joins us by Skype. And Peter, start by giving us some statistics. How many fighters are we talking about who've gone back and forth?
The Germans are talking about 800 in total. About a third of them have already returned to the country. Half of them are still in theater, and maybe about 15% have died.
Well, and some people might say, let's get rid of this question, which I'm sure is coming up. How is it that you just get to go fight for ISIS and come back? You may be indicted once you get back for having fought with ISIS, but you can come back if you have a passport.
So, yes, if you're a German citizen and you have a German passport, the German government cannot deny you entry into your country. So you can come back. But of course, you risk alerting to the authorities that you were in Syria and you have fought for a foreign terrorist organization, which is a crime under German law. And indeed, almost all of them have been indicted under this law.
Well, and tell us about the sense that this report gives of how many give up their identification or their support of ISIS. I mean, what is their mindset when they come back?
It says that a little bit less than half of them are still to some extent committed to the jihadist ideology, even though amongst them there are some who are no longer supporting ISIS. So they're still jihadists. They are still basically believing in the idea of a caliphate, but they have given up on the Islamic State and the caliphate that they have created. Of the remaining 50%, the picture is mixed. About 10% are described as disillusioned. They've completely given up on the ideology as a result of the experience in the so-called caliphate. And 25%, and that's really astonishingly high figure, 25% are collaborating with the authorities.
But how do authorities know to trust that? If so many returnees, according to this report, still support the ideology, which was a surprise to a lot of people, how can you trust those who say they don't and are willing to collaborate?
Of course, ultimately, you cannot trust that in all cases. But every police agency in every country in the world works with informers and former criminals, and they will have to come to a judgment as to whether they can trust that person or whether they can not trust that person but still think that person is so useful to us they can use it for a while.
Well, and talk about those who are still supporting the ISIS cause. That's not illegal. Just to have a mindset is not illegal, is it?
In Germany, it's a bit different from the United States. So you do have hate crime laws, and you also have symbols that are being banned. So ever since West Germany was founded, for example, the swastika was banned as a symbol. And recently, they've also added things like the ISIS flag and other symbols that are associated with ISIS. So if people are displaying these symbols, and if they engage in forbidden speech, then they can be indicted. And you can rest assured that many of them are being monitored, but others are just moving in their old communities. And of course, that's a huge question. Do they pose a risk? How dangerous are they to society? And what capacities does law enforcement intelligence need in order to be able to monitor all these people? Because we're talking about a very significant number.
Well, and this is going to enrage some people. As you well know, the mood around the world is not one of patience with people who have even flirted with terrorists. And again, according to the report, only 10% of all the returnees are disillusioned. 8% may only have come back because they needed to recover from fighting and they want to go back to Syria. Mm-hmm. I can hear people hearing that stat and saying, why are they allowed to be going to their communities? Why is it a tracking system? Why aren't they thrown into jail?
Yeah, that's indeed a big question. And it hasn't really dawned on a lot of people. And by the way, the situation is the same in Britain. It's the same in France, in all of the European countries that have been dealing with that phenomenon, that actually the number of returnees compared to the number of trials that are currently going on is very big. Mm-hmm. And one of the problems that a lot of European countries, even larger European countries like Germany, have is that the court system quite simply does not have the capacity to instigate 270 terrorism trials at the same time. And so it may well be the case that a lot of people will be brought before courts, but there is not the capacity to perform all of these trials at the same time. So for some time, a significant number of these people will be out, maybe on bail, maybe not even being charged. And it will take some time until the court system can process them. And that's even more pronounced in countries like Belgium, which have even smaller capacity in that area.
So, Peter Neumann, we're assuming that this report detailing how many returning ISIS recruits returning to countries like Britain and Germany, how many still support extremist ideology, we're assuming that this report caused some unease in Europe.
Yes. The attacks in Paris and Brussels were carried out by people who had returned. And people, I think, don't necessarily fully realize how widespread and how systematic the returns have already been. Across Europe, we're talking about essentially 35%, over a third of people who have fought, who have by now returned to their home countries. And as the core territory in Syria and Iraq crumbles, I think those numbers are likely to increase.
That's Peter Neumann, professor of security studies at King's College London. Professor, thank you.
Thank you very much.